Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hello, this is Blaine O'Shaughnessy with Community Comment. I recently got to listen to the Board of Supervisors talking about the $17 million general fund deficit. I found the conversation interesting as Humboldt County is the largest employer in the county. The Board of Supervisors talked about how important it was for the county to maintain its workforce, as they are acutely aware that they are the largest employer that most Humboldt County employees rely on for their livelihood. That just got me thinking about how many people actually depend on being employed by some sort of government agency, whether it be city, state, or county. On top of all the employees that are directly working for a government agency, there are all the subcontractors and contractors that rely on state and federal grant funding of projects. Then there is all the social welfare that comes from the state and federal government. So much of our economic stability as a county comes from government funding. Through my own experience of owning and operating a business for 17 years, I've realized how difficult it is to make a profit in the private sector. Recently, however, I bid on a commercial project that was backed by federal grant funding. During this new experience for my company to work for a federally granted project, I realize only the government can afford to pay a living wage to its employees and to those who contract with them. My point is that the government increasingly seems to be the single largest source of most income that is made in Humboldt County in some form or another. Through this observation, it's no wonder that we shouldn't continue to see growth in the public sector. To work for any job outside the public sector does not afford the benefits and wages that are so desperately needed in order to afford a decent life. So in the future, will we see more or less government growth? I think we will see more, as it's built into the very economic fabric in which our county relies. I've tried to build a business myself, which provides a service to the general public, mainly through residential homes and residential remodeling. However, through this most recent experience on working on a commercial government project, I realize that if I want to afford the best pay for my employees, government contract is the way to go. I just wonder in the future, how can everyone be employed by the government and we still remain a free and independent people when everyone's livelihood depends on government spending? This just seems to be a fact of life at this point in our time in history. This has been Community Comment by Blaine O'Shaughnessy.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.